during this week.
So we'll start out with the angels and then the prayer. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And your words made flesh.
And dwell amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, the Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray.
Pour forth, I beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, so that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, made by his passion and his cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord,
and St. Irenaeus,
pray for us.
May the divine assistance remain with us always.
And may the souls of the faithful departed to the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.
Come, O Holy Spirit,
fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be sanctified, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit didst instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise, and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Mary, seat of wisdom.
Pray for us.
St. Gabriel the Archangel, most glorious Prince and Heavenly Messengers.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph, patriarch of the family, protector of the Holy Catholic Church.
Pray for us.
Angels and saints of God.
Pray for us and intercede for us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May the divine assistance remain with us always.
And may the souls of the faithful departed to the mercy of God rest in peace.
Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's the 6th month, the 28th day of the year 2026. And it's the 5th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Blessed be God, and rejoice today.
And it's the feast day, St. Irenaeus. All right, this lecture is going to be a description of our protest against LGBTQ, PTQIST, plus, whatever you want to call it. Well, you know, this is their famous month when they shove their filthy abominations in our face every month. And all year, really. It's not just this month. It's through sports and everything. And we're not talking even about toleration. They want us to accept it. They want us to believe in it. They're forcing people to wear stuff that they don't believe in, and these dopes are doing it, like these sports players. It's crazy. Any sports guy who calls himself a Christian and does that, it's an abomination to God. He's like a heretic. How can you do such a thing? That shows you how much they don't care about God at all. The ones that resist it, well, good for them that they're not going to do it. But they're forcing their homosexual, their LGBT lifestyle on everybody. And here's the point we're going to make when we do our protest. You're going to see this. We tolerate it because we're not in power. If it was a Catholic nation, we don't tolerate it. If you're a homeowner, Catholic nation, if you don't repent, you die. You get the death penalty. Romans 1:32. That's the verse that got them going crazy. All those who commit these sins are worthy of death, and not only those that do them, but those who consent in and that do them. They hate that verse. But it's true. You give them maybe one or two chances. If you arrest them, you say, you put them in jail for 3 months, don't do it again. Next time, maybe a year. Third time, you kill him. If he's out in public in a Catholic nation doing it, you kill him on the spot. Or within 1 week. He's dead instantly. You don't even wait. In a Catholic nation, if you've got the guts to go out in public and try to propagate it and do it in public and shove it in people's faces, that's instant death. At least maybe within a week to give them somewhat of a trial so they don't think you're lying. They might say, oh, maybe you didn't do it, you want to kill the guy. So you give him a trial, he's dead in a week. 3 days maybe. Maybe 1 day. As soon as you get the witnesses, did he do it? Yeah, we all saw it. Hang his ass up. Burn him. That's what happened in the Catholic nation. But we're not, so we tolerate it. We tolerate a lot of things. Fine. But it doesn't mean we accept it. It doesn't mean we promote it. And it means we protest against it. That's what any true Christian should do. And that's what we do. And that's what we did yesterday. And yesterday, we do it every year. And yesterday, our protest on the triangle. And now, again, to lead up to what's going on here, we didn't know they were going to do anything this year because in the beginning of June, we're not reading nothing about it. Then all of a sudden we find out they had their big thing planned for the last week in June. And they got all things lined up. You know, they're going to go to this TRC brewery in town. They're going to meet there. I would never set a foot in that place. I don't do it anyway because I know who goes there. all these liberal, freaky people. They're the freakiest people in the world. I said, if I know it's a dogma, there's no life on other planets. But if I didn't know that, I would think these people came from another planet. They're not even like human beings. It's so weird. So they go to the, well, to that TRC brewery, and they meet in town, but then they're going to have a parade going through town in the bike lane. They just made this new bike lane they're all happy about. I don't want to get into a lecture on that. They're so bad. The lefty liberals and the Democrats, they're so bad, they can't do anything right. They're klutzes, they're lazy, they're stupid, and they think they're doing something really good, and they mess up everything they do. So no one used the bike lane, no one. So they said, we're going to have a bike parade. I guess everyone had to get a bike, and we're going to go down the bike lane through town. So we said, we're going to protest on the triangle while they're parading, because the cars go both ways. So whoever sees the parade is going to see us. They can't avoid us either way. So we love protesting on the triangle. So we went to the triangle with our standard signs. We set up. Now, and I'm going to go back a little bit about a week or two. So then when we found out that this parade was taking place, now, by the way, Frances Luna, she really lost it. She's like, you may as well just put her in a category of extreme lefty liberal. She's so bad. Ever since she stopped printing our, she doesn't print our readers' letters anymore in the Sentinel. No more. She doesn't even answer us anymore. So she doesn't print our letters. We ask her why. No response at all. The complete silent treatment. And she's the big promoter of free speech. She used to print my letters. Once that Holocaust thing came out and she printed our stuff online, she got in trouble with the Jews. She got in trouble. God pulled grace away from her, put a curse under her. And I warned her too, even before that, the more you hire liberal people on your newspaper, you're going to move to the left. You never move to the right. Whenever you have liberal people in, you got righties, it never moves to the right. It always moves to the left because God curses you. That's why. There's no middle ground, there's no move, it's always moving to the left, and I warned her that you're moving to the left. She hired a homosexual faggot guy, he's married to some man, who so-called married, who died, he's got kids, and she's the main reporter for the newspaper. What does that tell you about them? So she's a complete lefty liberal, she's a liar, she says she's for free speech, no, not for our free speech. But the sad thing is, why I waited so long? I'm going to do a whole thing on her. I don't want to go too much on it now. I just want to lead into something. I'm going to do a whole thing on her. I'm going to show you the stuff she refused to print. But she did do it not too long ago. You see what happens when God pulls his grace away and you become cursed? You get worse. I warned her. I did. She didn't listen. She caved into the Jew and got afraid she was going to be sued. And and she just went like to the left, like bango, like a real far to the left, instantaneously. It's no longer printing my letters, but she's still promoting the liberals, the lefty liberals, the people on Main Street, in town. She thinks there could be some type of a unity between the two of them. Why can't we? There could be no unity between people they believe in two totally opposite things.
Here's a reader's letter I put into the Sentinel that I sent to Frances Luna sometime last year, and she refused it. She banned it. She would not put it in. It's titled Main Street from Another Perspective. When I moved to TRC about 20 or more years ago, Main Street was inhabited mostly by conservatives. Since then, the modern art community moved in and has liberalized the town. I'm not against good and decent art, but modern art is mostly ugly, perverted, and indecent. And with this wave of liberalism comes the promotion of LGBT, abortion, illegal immigration, feminism, witchcraft, New Age religions, legalization of marijuana, and the suppression of conservative values based upon the natural law. And because conservatives do not mix with liberals, the center of town has become a liberal bastion. And most liberals, many of whom are hippies, are lazy and incompetent. Any work they do is mostly a mess. Some speak about living off the land, but when they try to grow anything, it produces nothing or little, and they eventually give up. Compare them to the ranchers and farmers who do the real work of producing goods. If you put a liberal to work on a real ranch or farm, he will quit within 1 or 2 weeks. Some big shots, no doubt, are financing these liberal places with the set purpose to liberalize a town or city. Just look at these places in TRC. Does anyone really believe they make enough money per month to pay rent and cover other expenses? Who goes into these places? Only liberals. Liberals mingling with liberals. The rest of the town, the majority of the citizens stay away. And this has been going on in many towns and cities in the USA. Most liberals are Democrats. In New Jersey, where I grew up, we had a saying, if you want to get anything done the right way, hire a Republican, not a Democrat. Do not get me wrong. I do not support a lot of things the Republicans do. The Republican Party's become liberalized in many ways, and thus I do not support them either. I am an independent. I pray that conservatives will stand up and take the center of town back, but that will be hard because a lot of money and politicians are backing these liberals, and there are no true conservative politicians to help them. All of the Republican politicians have been liberalized themselves or are intimidated by the liberals. In short, the whole world is quickly becoming a cesspool of iniquity. This is nothing new. After all, the prophet Isaiah and St. John said, the earth is infected by the inhabitants thereof, and the whole world is seated in wickedness. That was Isaiah 24:5 and the beloved St. John 1 John 5:19. For your only hope of salvation, please visit the www.johnthebaptist.us website. Richard Joseph Michael A. Branny.
You got, if you want to just present, but you shouldn't even present it. If you, she calls herself a Christian, she's not. But if you call yourself a Christian, you can't even print, you can't advertise homo parades. She's got horoscopes in there. Fine, I still used her paper though. Even if she's going to print the homos, let me print mine. And she was at least to let me print. And she let me print stuff against Pride Week even. But no more. It's a warning to her. This is, I'm going to prepare the whole thing. I'm going to show you guys all the stuff that she would not reprint for my stuff anymore. And so she's full in the camp of the extreme lefty liberals. So I said to Brother Willis, she's not taking our reader letters. Maybe we'll put an ad in. Because now it's like an advertisement. A quarter page. And I'll read it to you.
This is the ad that Francis Luna did not print in the Sentinel. Mary's Little Remnant's message for Pride Month 2026. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before the destruction, and the spirit is lifted up before the fall. The LGBT community is about to shove its filthy, sinful lifestyle into our faces again, and thus try to corrupt the citizens, especially the children. Remember, God destroyed Sodom for these sins, and St. Paul says that they are worthy of death if they do not repent. This is from Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27 and verse 32. For the women have changed the natural use into that which is against nature, and in like manner the men also, leaving the natural use of women, have burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is filthy, and receiving in themselves the recompense which was due to their error. They who do such things are worthy of death, and not only they that do them, but they also that consent to them that do them. If you care about our community and know that LGBT is an abomination to God and against the natural law, you must rise up and condemn them and protest against them in any way possible. If not, their satanic influence will only grow more and more, and you will be guilty of sins of omission before God, and you would have no right to complain if your children become homos or transgenders. There can be no unity on this topic. One will win and the other will be suppressed. The LGBT agenda has already won. They control the main square, the multimedia, even most if not all of your local newspaper. They not only want us to tolerate their sinful ways, but to accept and promote it. Just look at the professional sports teams that are forced to promote LGBT. And most of the players do. Woe to them. But don't dare try to make them promote messages that condemn the LGBT lifestyle and present God's word that condemns it. Let this also be a warning to the homos and transgenders. Repent before it is too late. God still loves you, but hates your sins. But you hate God and his commandments, and instead love Satan and sin. This is the source of your perverse love. Jesus says, if you do not keep all of God's commandments, you do not really love God. quote, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me," John 14:21. And Jesus said, "If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." Hence, if you do not repent, you will end up in hell where there is no love, but everlasting despair and pain. For information against LGBT, go to my www.johnthebaptist.us website and go to the homosexual LGBT conspiracy page and see my book, God Did Not Create Men to Be Homosexuals. Sincerely, Richard Joseph Michael Ibrani, Superior of Mary's Little Remnant.
And I wanted to put that in the newspaper right before they're going to do the protest. And then, so quarter page ad, we sent it to Kimmy, who's the one that, and to Francis. No answer. Not even the decency to say we're not going to accept it or why they don't accept it. In the beginning, when she didn't accept some of my letters, she told me why. But now, no answer. What kind of a person is this? She's a coward. She's a coward. Absolutely. How can she look at herself in the mirror and say that she's for free? And she talks real big about free speech. Bullshit. And I wrote in that letter, as you just read the letter, I put the letter in there. I said, it's so bad now that the LGBT community controls the public square. They control the main square. They control the multimedia. They won. We lost. We're not in there. Anytime we try to speak up for the Word of God and what God teaches about homosexuality and transgenderism, we're the ones that get shut down. We're the ones that get stopped. We're the ones that get silenced. We're the ones that get pushed in the back room. And they're telling us, Richard, if you want to speak, you've got to believe in them. You've got to accept what they're doing. We're not even talking, we tolerate, we have to, right? They want us to accept it. The Word of God has now been smooshed out completely. And when I wrote her that letter, I told her, I says, even most of your local newspapers now, if not all of them, have banned us. I put that in here on purpose a week before, and I gave it to her, you know? And so she didn't post it. So now we're even banned from our local newspaper. We're banned, the homos got free speech. They can publish their bullshit, throw their filthy crap in our face. So what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do to print my letter, poor Mrs. Francis Luna? What do you want me to do? You want me to say, oh, homosexuality is really good. It's not bad. It's neutral. It's okay. It's a good lifestyle. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Or it's just a minor mistake. Whatever. What do you want me to do? It's what you're doing. You want me to cave in? I preach the Word of God. And she calls herself a Christian, too. I put Romans chapter 1 in here. Do you know how to read? Clean the cement out of your ears. And read. It's not her ears, it's your heart. You know what the Word of God teaches. You banned us, you promote them. And so I don't want to go off too long on her, because I want to get into the lecture on what happened here, and I'm going to do another lecture on her. But my main point was, she banned us. And she used to let us go in. She's banned us. So nothing in there about the letter you guys just read to you. So we said, I'm a betting man, 99.99% she ain't going to put it in. When she did. So we said, well, we're going to do what we do. We're going to go out on the triangle with our signs, and we're going to protest. On the triangle, while they're having their homo parade, bike parade in town, we're going to go there, 9:45. I think it was on the seventh weekday, and it was... It was 2026, which was the feast day of Our Lady Perpetual Help. Yeah. And they were going to protest from 10 o'clock to 12. So we were going to go there from 9:45 to 12.
Because their bike parade started at 10 o'clock.
That's right. So we were there 15 minutes early. We said, because we protest a lot out there on certain different issues. So we went out there, we did our protest. And the most blowback we really get is when we do the homo thing. The Jews, they'll go at you a little bit because there's not a lot of Jews in town here, but a lot of people favor the Jews. But no. Most of the town really favors us, even on the homo thing. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But so we get out there. We got our signs. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah. LGBTQ is worthy of death. Romans chapter 132, that's the one that really they hate the most. Well, you're going to find out about it. We always knew that anyway. It's the most powerful one, and they hate it. And we had a couple other signs out there. So we're out there protesting. I was on the... So Brother Alex was over here on one side of the triangle for the cars going this way. And Brother Will was on this side of the triangle from the cars going this way. So we got the cars coming and going out of town on both ways. I had my son, I was going between Alex and Will, talking to them, so we had double signs. Brother Nick was there, he had a sign up there. Brother Sal, he was busy, he was going to town, he had to get his car fixed, he wasn't available. Also, who else?
Brother Bruno
was there, and Brother Phil was sick. He's usually there all the time, but he was sick. But anyway, it was enough, we had enough for the size. I'm over there with Brother Alex, and by the way, just to show you, this was a miracle too. We got the most positive responses we ever had on a homo parade, on our homo protest. We got a lot of positives. I'm talking about a lot. A vast majority of the people were giving us thumbs up and all this. You got a lot of the other people, when they don't like you, they let you know. Give you a finger, they curse at you, they go all kinds of crap. You had them, but this is the first time we had a really, really big majority of people favoring us. And I sensed a move in this in the United States when just a week before, or 2 weeks before, they tried to make these two baseball teams, minor league, but pro, minor league, in Florida, and they want them to wear a pride hat. Now think about this. A pride hat. They're forcing you to believe in it. You understand what I'm saying? They're forcing you to believe in it. I gotta believe in the homo thing. I gotta believe in their dogma, their quote-unquote dogma, that homosexuality is a good thing, and I gotta wear a cap and promote it. Where is their conviction? They are despicable. It's the worst thing. No respect for these people. They're the lowest kind of people in the world that go against what they believe in. You're not even a man. You're a worm. And you call yourself a so-called Christian, and you wear that cap? And my point is, they're trying to force you to believe in it. And a couple guys resisted. And they always hock, they're doing it in all sports. So a couple guys resisted it. They won't do it. One guy put the hat on, but he put Genesis 3 about the rainbow. So he wanted to deflect it from the pride thing to say, I'm wearing it because of the rainbow. And he put a rainbow from Genesis on his, he put the verse on Genesis about God made the rainbow, but because he doesn't believe in pride. Two guys did that. One guy wouldn't even wear it. They all got in trouble. The commission came down on them. They said, you can't be doing that. You're not allowed to do that. You can't put text on air. No one's allowed to put political messages on your hats. What's the pride thing? What is that? It's worse than political. It's absolutely immoral, too. So, they're stupid. You're not allowed to do that. They're yelling at the guy for not wearing a hat. He's in trouble. They want to bring some things down against them. They're warning them and all that. But thank God, at least the Florida DA came out, DOJ came out, and because DeSantis is down there, and they don't like that. This is one good thing. And they said, we're going to prosecute the MLB leadership for doing this. You're violating the religious liberty of these sports players by forcing them to wear something they don't believe in. And so that was the Florida DOJ. Then even, I hate to, Trump, he is doing some good things, but mostly bad things with the anti-Christ, but this was a good thing. The DOJ of the federal government is going to file a lawsuit because you're violating the religious liberty of these guys by forcing them to wear something they don't believe in. So the league got nervous, and they came out and said, well, we didn't force them to believe it, but we checked with that thing, and they didn't tell the players they don't have to wear it. They made them believe they had to wear it. So they were supposed to tell the players, look, if you don't agree with it, you don't have to wear it. They didn't tell them that. They made them believe you got to wear it. And then they were going to punish him after for not wearing it. So they're sort of backing up a little bit. This is what's going on about a week or two before this protest. And it's making national news. And people are starting to get fed up. And my point is, what about the rest of you baseball players that wore the cap and didn't say anything, you wimps? Unless you're a faggot. And it's the same thing, whether you're a faggot or that you're promoting faggism. You're worthy of death too, according to Romans 1:32. Because look at all the saints and Jesus Christ himself who died for the truth rather than deny it. All the martyrs. And you put the cap on. The hockey players with the pride thing. These manly people. They love it when they get the manly people wearing the pride shit. But you... Yeah?
Well, Dana, Dana's the only... He
has... Dana White will not allow it in the UFC. Those UFC guys don't like that stuff. And he don't like it neither. Credit to them. But I saw an opening on this... that we're now, more people are getting a little bit more angry at this. And one guy came out and said, this is amazing. He says, why don't they have like heterosexual night? Like, wear a patch for heterosexuals, or a patch for like doctors, medical doctors. Or I mean, why is it always the homo thing? Why not wear a patch for the Word of God who condemns homos? No, no, the homos, they're forcing it on you, right? We got forced out because we didn't accept it from the newspaper. So Francis has got these faggots working for her. She's now full camp into the left. Francis, we're still praying for you, but you're totally possessed by demons right now. We'll see if she... Now, the other thing is, I do have to speak about this. She didn't put our ad in, but she also didn't advertise it. The Pride Parade. Now, the previous year, she advertised it. But this year, she didn't do it. I went, well, maybe something's going on there. And she read my letter and said, well, I'm not going to put his stuff in. But I'm not going to put their stuff in either, so let's play it neutral. Pretty soon her newspaper is going to be like, what's the weather like and some business stuff. It's going to be there's nothing in there if you're going to be neutral. But at least it's better she didn't advertise the homo parade, at least. But we're not done with it yet because now it was yesterday. Let's see if she puts it in her paper next week and talks about it. I think she is going to. I'm not positive. I've got to let you guys know. Before this lecture goes up, I'll do a recap on it. We have one of her guys, Jim Shiley, that was on the paper driving by. He might have been covering it. So if she covers it, she's in trouble. She never covers our protests. Never. Never. Not once. Never covers our protests. Now, if she covers them and doesn't talk about what happened with us, there's still another problem, you see? But here's the point, though. So we're banned. So we're out on the, now we say, okay, we're going to go on to our own. We don't need your newspaper. You know what I mean? It was nice you put us in there, but God don't need you. All right? God wanted to use you for me to preach out there. Maybe you'll listen in this future. Maybe you'll convert and listen to me now, but we don't need you. You need us. In the end, you're going to find that. Not even to the end, Bert. Not too sure you're going to know that. Look, if she doesn't repent, God could strike a lightning bolt on her place and burn the whole place up. But she's messing around with you're messing around with the true God when you're messing around with us, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, now this is an addition to my lecture from last week. Today is 7/5/2026, and it's the sixth Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made. This is an addition that I'm putting in here. Now, as I told you, I wanted to wait to find out if Francis Luna and her Sentinel reports on the Pride Month. Now, she didn't advertise it, which is good because she usually advertises, so that's a good sign. So now I wanted to find out if she reported it. Well, she did report it in her online, the Sentinel's online website. She had a small article in there on her online website, which I'll read to you here. The title of the article on her online Sentinel website is Pride Weekend Shines with Color and Community. And it shows these freaks riding on bicycles. These freaks. And the article is written by this guy, Steve Mull. He's the homosexual that was married to a man who died and they have kids. He's the main reporter. His name's Steve Mull. You shouldn't even have a guy on your paper like this. So anyway, I went over that before, but he's the one that wrote the article. And it's kind of weirdly written. You can tell, I'll read it to you. And you'll see the pictures of these freaks riding on their bicycles. Truth or Consequences marked Pride Month with a joyful weekend full of color, connection, and hometown pride. Now he's dragging the whole town into this. Like we're all proud of this. See? Steve, him, Mr. Homo. Is he pride about our word of God, about Romans 1:32? Does he have pride in what God teaches against homos? No. He dragged the whole town into there. The celebration brought together families, friends, and allies to honor LGBTQ+ culture, lift up community spirit, and share in a welcoming atmosphere and belonging. They're trying so hard to be accepted, right? They're shoving this stuff in your face. The festivities open Friday, June 20th. He's got the dates all wrong.
Yeah, he did.
It was the 26th, okay? With a cheerful meet and greet at TRC Brewery. Meet and greet. Meet me. I'm a homo. You're a homo. We're both homos. Come on to go out with me after the homo thing? The festival opens. It was at the TRC Brewery, where attendees raised a glass, swapped stories, and kicked off the weekend with laughter and easy conversation. Saturday, June 21st, no, it was June 27th. He's off by a week. Turned the cell. See, that's what this was rushed. I didn't read it. I get the impression she really didn't want to put it in there, but she did put it in here. So I'm reading it. She put it in on her website. Saturday, June 21st, 27th, turned the celebration up a notch as a bike parade rolled along Broadway in Maine, bringing a bright burst of movement, visibility, and joy to the heart of the town. It didn't bring joy to me. Most of the people in town didn't bring joy to them. You see? The day continued with the community picnic at TC Pool Park, then moved to 420 event space for evening of music, dancing, spirit celebration, and a bunch of homosexual fornicating after that. No, he didn't say that. I added that. The weekend activities wrapped up Sunday, June 28th. Now he got the date right. With a movie gathering at the El Cortez Theater. How dear to you, Sal's last name. Yeah. Brother Sal, you're the first one I'm going to let you blow that theater up, movie theater
they
up.
They ought to be ashamed.
A homo owns that movie theater, too, by the way.
They ought to be ashamed.
Featuring the 2004 comedy, Connie and Carla, probably some homo shit, offering a fun and lighthearted finale to Pride Celebration. More than a series of events, the weekend served as a festive reminder of what Pride Month represents. What does it represent? It's a bunch of abominable homo sins, right? A chance to celebrate LGBTQ plus achievements, honor resilience, and continue building a community where everyone can feel seen, welcomed, and valued. We welcome everyone. Let the pedophilias come in. Let the adulterers come in. Let the people that murder people come in. Let the Antifa people come in. Let the homos. We welcome everybody and everything. Satan and all those devils out of hell. Welcome them all in. Well, that's the article she put in there by this faggot Steve Mullen. You can see his picture over this fairy bird. Now, that was in the online edition. But we wanted to wait for the newspaper. That's the main one. When she puts the newspaper out and the online newspaper edition, and that one goes out to a lot of people. So I wanted to find out if she reported it in the newspaper. And she didn't. So that's a good sign. She did not print it in the newspaper. That's good. Now, what we did before the newspaper went out this past week, you can get a reader's letter in there. So Will gave it one last shot. Will said, let me write her a thing on there and tell her what happened to me, that they attacked me on the triangle, this buffalo bitch attacked me, ripped up my sign, ripped off my crucifix, and Will was holding her back, and then I ended up subduing her. Anyway, you know about that. Anyway, we wanted to see if she would put that in there because it has a lot to do with the community and has to do with the peaceful protesting. So Will sent another reader's letter in to Kimmy, and Kimmy's the one that gets the letters, and also to Luna, and to see if they would put it in. And they didn't right away respond. And then Brother Will wrote back. He said, this is a no-brainer. Because Francis' big thing is reader's letters have to do with the community. He says, if this doesn't have to deal with the community, I don't know what does. These people are trying to prevent peaceful protesting in our community. So anyway, Kimmy writes back and says, good to go. We're going to post it. And I went, whoa, that's a miracle. Because she wasn't posting any of my stuff for going on almost a year now.
Well, she said, well, if we have enough room, we'll put it this week, if not next week. That's why I was wondering if they're going to let me. But then I thought, well, maybe they're going to let the homos. She's going to put in a thing on the homos. Yeah. Then that one they're going to do, but no, she didn't.
Yeah, she first told him, because it was late, he put it in on near the deadline.
Right.
And she says, well, try to get it in this week, but maybe next week. So we figured maybe she's going to put in an article, she's going to report about the homo thing in the newspaper and wait for our reader's letter for the next week. But she didn't. The paper came out and she put it in there, to her credit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying to her credit, here, I'm going to just read his letter to you in a minute, but I'm going to tell you to her credit, but maybe not just to her credit, because a lot of things going on in the background. This is just my opinion. I think she's got some conservative people on that newspaper working there, and we send these reader letters to Kimmy and to her, and other people are reading them, and they have conferences where they sit down and say, should we allow this letter? Should we allow this ad? Well, you've got some conservative people, and this is what I think happened, and they're saying to Francis, if you don't print this in here, then you're a hypocrite. I've had it. You won't put his ad in. You put a nice thing about the homos on a website, and now they attacked him and attacked his religious liberty and his right to do peaceful protest. And if you don't put this in, then I think Richard and Will's been right. You've moved to the left. I think that's what was going on. And it's not just the people on her newspaper stack. There's a lot of people in town complaining to her about this, on her shift to the left. And so this maybe finally got her to sit back when she looked at this. And they said, and I think, I'm not sure of this, but some people may have said, look, I'm going to quit. I'm going to work on this paper no more. I don't want to be a partner with your sins. This, if you don't put his letter in, I'm leaving. I'm not saying that happened. It could have happened. But she got a lot of complaints. And maybe she has a little bit of a conscience where she sat back and went, if I don't put this in, then what's going? And it's bad enough that she doesn't report. Now, see, he reported on this thing, but they never report on her protest. She never does, as I mentioned before. She never reports on her protest. So now she's seeing that our free, and I told her that our position is already blocked in the main square, in the multimedia, in her own newspaper, which she was blocking, and now they're trying to block us out when we do our protest. So now what is she going to do? She's stuck. And I'm making this public anyway. I'm still thankful that she put it in, though. But I'm not going to give her 100% credit. I think there's a lot of stuff going on in the background that's kind of forcing her to do it, making her feel guilty. She should have known this ahead of time, but I'm still glad she did it, okay? So I'm not complaining. I hope she starts to wake up on what's going on here. And the fact that she didn't put any report in the newspaper about the Homo thing is kind of a good sign. She's trying to play it neutral. But anyway, she did put it in here, and I'm going to read the reader's letter to you right now. And it was providential, too, because at the same time that she put his reader's letter in there, there was another guy that wrote a reader's letter, this guy Dave Bonner, which I'm going to read to you in a moment. And he's like a grandmaster champion, chess champion. And he had a good letter in there also that she put in that relates sort of to what we were writing. But first I'm going to read. Okay, so here's the letter that Will put in, and she put it in. And it says, the right to peacefully protest. The right of peaceful protest is literally under physical attack in Tier C. Last Saturday, on June 27th, myself and four others from my church went to peacefully protest against Pride Month at the Triangle from 9:45 a.m. till noon. Early on, things went very smoothly. The majority of the people were in favor of our protest. Over half of the people gave us a thumbs up or beeped their horns, but there were Pride supporters that drove by and showed their dissatisfaction by certain words and hand gestures. You can imagine what some of those hand gestures are. A couple of people would slow down their car and even stop, read my sign, and try to tell me that Jesus wouldn't condemn homosexuals to death. I said, indeed he does, unless they repent, and instructed them to look at the Bible verses on my poster, Romans 1:32. I said, in fact, not only those who do the act, but also those who don't condemn the act as well are worthy of death. That is God's word. One lady who stopped her car and I talked to came walking back a half hour later and ripped up my sign and then physically attacked me. I was subduing her when my friend came along and had to break things up. The police were called and came on the scene. She tried to make the claim that my sign was threatening her directly because St. Paul says in Romans 1:32, not only those who do the homo act are worthy of death, but those who don't condemn the act as well. It was not a direct threat at all. When the people go crazy, I tell them, you don't have a problem with me. You have a problem with God. Take it up with God, because that is what his word says. I'm pressing full charges on this lady. Battery for criminal damage to property. Battery and for criminal damage to property. People need to know in this town, if there's going to be to disrupt peaceful protests, there will be consequences. That's why we're living here in truth to consequences. That's one of the consequences. Signed by William George Norris. He gave his email, and so she posted it, which is good. She put it in there. I am glad for that. And I hope she's beginning to wake up. And I hope she's beginning to listen to those conservatives who've been ignored by her, who've been banned all over the world. I hope she starts taking and starts printing their side. Because the letter she printed from this Dave Bonner is also another good one. I'm not going to read the whole letter. I'm going to paraphrase what he's saying in there. Basically, he's saying that the churches in TRC are cowards. They don't speak up on important issues of morals and politics. They hide in their churches and they do nothing. And he says, what are you? Are you a sheep or are you a wolf? Well, you don't really care about your flock. That's basically what Dave Bonner saying. Where are the churches when it comes to moral issues, faith issues, and political issues? They're all silent. They all remain quiet. That's what he's saying in here. I'll post it up maybe so you guys can read it if you want. That's basically what he's saying. And that came right before our article. And Will says, our church was out there doing that. Our church does those things. What does that say about Caleb Cooper and his coward? That coward. He's not even a nominal Christian. He hides in his church. The Southern Baptist guy over here hides in his church. The church in Elephant Butte. What's the name? The
Church of Butte.
Church of Butte hides in his church.
the what is the Brits? What are the church called? Remember?
Oh, down here,
Caballo Church. Yeah. Nothing. They're all a bunch of cowards. Yeah. They hide in their church and they say nothing. They're afraid to tell the truth. They're afraid, and you're not, your life isn't even threatened yet. So maybe you get a buffalo bitch charge at you like she did to us, rips up your sign or something. They're cowards. They don't want to stand up for the word of God. They're consenting to the homo thing. And because a lot of people in their families probably are homos even, they don't want to condemn them. They don't want to rub them the wrong way. Where is their conviction? What kind of Christians are they? They're not even nominal Christians. This guy, David Bonner, is condemning them. And right after that comes what we do. Well, we go out and we protest and we put readers' letters in when she used to post them, but she wasn't doing it anymore. This is the first one she posted in like about a year. I don't know how long. But I still think what happened was just people telling her on their little commission, what are you doing with these people? Do they exist? Are you ignoring them? You don't even, they have no right to speak. They have no right to tell you what their position is on what God teaches. But you're going to put the pride stuff in there, but not their stuff? She's been doing this for a while. But at least this year, something happened. It did. She didn't report it. She didn't advertise it when it was coming, and she didn't put it in the newspaper. But she did put it on her online website. But at least she put our reader's letter in. So Francis Luna, please wake up and stop it. Take sides. I hope you're beginning to fear God a little bit. I think stand up for God's word. Get rid of these freaks on your newspaper. They're in the minority, and they're bull rushing everybody. They try to kick us out of the main square. All your majority of people in town supported what we were doing. It's that small group of freaks in town. Forget it. These people are bums. Take the town back. Start advertising people like us. And I'm warning all these so-called, these nominal Christians, these prots. You better start speaking up. I didn't even mention our Lady Perpetual Help in town. I don't even need to mention them. That's a give me. They never say anything, right? That's how you start making our position heard.
Seems like she was forced to post it up. You know?
That's what I think. Yeah.
She was forced. She was caught between a wall. You know what I mean? She was caught in the middle. She had no choice.
And it was right in her face.
Because community is like, you know,
she already ignored one of my ones on community. And I think this is like, some of the people might have said to her, I'm not going to work on this paper if you do this because I don't want to be a partner of your saint. It's like a sin of omission. Yeah. And this is bad.
Because law enforcement was involved.
Law enforcement involved, community issue.
You know, there's people who saw what happened. A lot of people.
Yeah.
That happened in a place where.
Exactly. And that forced her hand.
So
she's doing it ignorant, unwilling. She did it, but
I think that's what I think.
Exactly. That's why I don't give her that much credit. But so we're out there protesting. I'm on the side with Brother Alex. We get this freaky guy with the homo flag. I'll show you. Before we do this again, another thing. We always film these so we can get that on camera. So the one brother that was supposed to be filming, he had the GoPro camera, but he had it on photo instead of video. And he didn't get nothing. And yesterday, we really could have, well, it's debatable whether we could have, we would have had a lot of evidence. I'll explain to you later on. So he's thinking he's filming. We think he's filming. We want it on there just in case there's fights and confrontations to find out who's saying what. So we didn't get it on our, now other people were filming. The faggots were filming us too. So they may post something. But this faggot's coming, he's got his cape on, his Superman, faggot Superman cape. Superman cape with this faggot lesbian woman. And skinny, tall, obnoxious, arrogant, loudmouth bastard. And he comes behind us, and we're arguing with him. We're trying to convert him and tell him this abomination. What are you doing? He's not listening. He doesn't care one bit. He's trying to provoke us. He wants to really get us to hit him. Our brother Alex was getting right up in his, he was getting up in Alex's face. And Alex was right up in him like this. And he's staring, he's waiting. And then the guy says to me, he goes, you're going to kill me. I said, I'm not going to kill you. I ain't going to go to jail for you. I said, but God's going to kill you, and maybe very soon, and the worst part is you're going to go to hell if you don't repent. And he was just the most filthy mouth, him and the woman, and he was playing this music I've never heard before. It had to come right out of hell. It was pre-made satanic music that I've never heard before. Blasphemies and all kinds of stuff. And he's right behind us. And he was testing us, you know. And so we finally said, I said, Alex, turn around, ignore him. And he wasn't going away. And then I was saying, I got to call the cops out here to get this guy. He's right on us. You know, if you're further away, he's right next to us. And we're doing the St. Michael prayer. I says, don't. He wants you to try to provoke him. So if we hit him, then we're the ones that are going to go to jail for assault and battery. But, I mean, they test your patience. You know, I would have loved to smash his face in. So I said, look, God's going to kill you, all right? And maybe not too long from now. And worse than that, you're going to go to hell. So we're turning around. I'm trying to call the cops, and I couldn't see the thing, and I didn't even know the number and all that. But then all of a sudden, this guy was here for a while. We were arguing him too for a while, but it wasn't getting nowhere. You know? And then when you know it's getting nowhere, you ignore it. I hear somebody screaming like a banshee. A fat-ass woman, a buffalo butt fat-ass woman, screaming like a banshee was attacking Brother Will. Attacking him. And she went after his sign. I saw the part where already they're going at it. Will's subduing her. She's swinging at him. She ripped his miraculous medal off and his crucifix, broke our sign because she came at, and then he's holding her, and she's swinging, trying to get at him, and he's holding her back. So I see it, and she's screaming like a maniac. I come running up. I jump. I put a rear naked choke on her, and I take her down, and I subdue her to the ground. And you got to refrain yourself, you know. I took her to the ground. I said, look, if I let you up, you better stop attacking. You let me up. So I let her up. She goes, let me get my shoes. There, go get your shoes. Now, thank God that the mail lady, and she, right away, she saw the whole thing. She called the cops. And she came right up. I saw the whole thing. She jumped. She started it. She came running. I mean, too bad we didn't have it on video. Maybe someone does. You can hear how she was possessed by demons. So the mail lady says, I seen it. Another lady who was in the house, I seen it. The lady's a maniac. She came over. She was attacking us and all that. So Buffalo Butt, you know, you'll see some picture over here. She's crazy, you know.
Here is a video from my iPhone camera, which I was trying to get on, and I only got a little bit on this one. We'll show you more stuff later on, but here's a little short clip on that. This is after the event happened, after Will was attacked. I got it. There's the buffalo over there. That's the buffalo. I got it. It's done. Pick that thing up again. That's a sign they hate. I got it.
You got it?
Her name is Chelsea Boone, and here are a couple of pictures of this buffalo bitch. She could be the poster girl for Bull Dykes. In the second picture, she's wearing a medical dog collar. Appropriate, right? Probably put it on after I gave her a rear naked choke.
And the big thing is, thank God we had witnesses, because we didn't have it on tape. Now, she could have saw, but here's the point. Even without witnesses, why this case isn't going to hold up. We're going to prosecute her, too. I'll get into that in a minute. If she tried to say, like, Will attacked her, what do you mean I attacked you? You came over to me. I didn't rip up my own sign. I didn't break my own sign. You broke the sign. I'm not going to. You did it, not me. She's got no case. Even if there were no witnesses, she's got no case. So the cops come out, and they were sympathetic to us, thank God. And that was good. And one cop is from Socorro, right? And it's amazing, because it's a feast day of Lady of Perpetual Help, who's our Lady of Prompt Socorro. And they did favor us, both cops. One more than the other, but they favored us. They understood. They evaluated the situation. Then these two fags that, Alex, by the way, when I'm taking her down and she's on the ground, they come running over. They're killing her! They're murdering her! They're attacking! They're going crazy! Right? Look what they're doing! He's filming it. This guy probably got on film. I mean, imagine if you just saw me giving her a rear naked choke and taking her down. They're going to make me look like some type of an animal or something. I don't care. Technically, if it was a Catholic country, I'd beat her face till she's a pulp. If it was a Catholic country, I'd beat her face and she would die. When you publicly protest, I said it to you guys just in the beginning, when you publicly protest that in a Catholic state, you get the death penalty. I would definitely went to town on her if it was a Catholic state, but it's not. And I know that. I understand the law. I didn't touch her. But even just showing that, they're going to go crazy. But they came over, and then when the cops came, they asked us what happened, and the faggot with the cape that you'll see in this video and this girl, they were real disobedient to the cops, disrespectful to the cops, you know, yelling at the cops. The one guy, he was a Mexican, right? Tall and skinny, like a little beanstalk. Well, it looked like an Indian too, really bad. He says, and I hear him talking, he says, I'm a brown person, and I'm Mexican, so the cops will never listen to me. And I should have said to him, it's not because you're a brown person, it's not because, it's because you're a faggot. It's because you're a liberal. It's because you're Antifa. And the cops knew it. They're giving the cop a hard time. So they sympathized with us, but they were trying to say, well, what's your problem? They were saying, the two, they were threatening to kill us. Where? Look at that sign. Romans 1:32, St. Paul. All those who commit the sins, these sins, including homosexuality, are worthy of death. And not only did I do them, but them who consent to them that do them. Romans 1:32. They hated that one the most. Worthy death. So the cop looks at it and he goes, no, he's not threatening you. He's saying you're worthy death. He's not saying he's going to kill you. It don't hold no water. Sorry. It ain't going to work. And he got angry because that was the real thing they wanted to get rid of, was that sign. That's the one they hated the worst. Then Briller Alex got the clip. He got, because when we found out that the guy was supposed to film it, it wasn't working, Alex turned it on. He got some stuff on there.
Here is the short video that Alex took after he turned the camera on.
Did I screw it up? Did I screw it up?
Nah, don't worry.
Yeah, you did screw up because you...
Shut up, man. Hey, shut up. Hey, shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
To make kids feel unsafe. That's cowardice.
Your people molest children, and you talking about making kids feel unsafe. You molest children.
Your present traffics children. You're a joke. Communities that make you people feel safe are sick. You shouldn't feel safe. You wouldn't be able to walk anywhere, fools. This is the only little city y'all can walk safely in. Try this shit in other cities. Find out what happens. Because you're in a little town, because you're a little bum-ass small town. Try this shit in a big city.
Also, you'll kill us.
No, we won't kill you.
What would you do?
We're not like you.
No, what would you do?
We won't let you wave hateful flags.
Well, how would you
stop? How'd you stop us? Yeah.
By taking your protest signs, because you can't say you want to kill somebody.
So
saying you want to kill somebody is the
God
problem.
Says that.
If you said God says if you said God was against fags, I wouldn't be here today. It's because you said God wants to kill
Thank you.
Thank you, miss.
Because you say God wants to kill people. That's a problem. You guys are a problem.
God does kill people.
Is this what you wanted
read Sodom and Gomorrah.
Is this what you wanted to
You started this.
You started this.
You
know what,
she jumped on our brother.
Is this what you
She
wanted
jumped
to
on our brother.
Because that's
and then she got what she had coming.
And then two men
are you're hating. You've got a hateful flag.
You said
this is not hate.
If you get out of base, commandments, you're worthy of death.
If you're including, then why don't you just... Go, walk your way.
Because you don't have the right to do this to kids. You don't have the right to make children feel scared.
You don't have the right
community.
To molest kids, but
what
you do it anyway.
What about the gay kids in your community that you
make
scared?
Oh, you mean Trump?
So we have no right to...
Yeah, we don't support Trump. Trump.
Just take
he's,
the
a,
kill.
He's a bastard.
Take the kill off your sign.
Yeah.
Take the kill off your sign.
It's God's word.
God's against gays, not God wants to kill gays.
God does kill gays.
Because
I'm not
no death signs.
Right.
No death signs.
We were here.
We're
just sitting out here, sir.
Look at his sign right there.
He
you see, you see his sign that's in tatters?
Can I talk?
Check out his sign that's
can
in tatters.
Can I figure this out, or are you guys going to sit here and argue and call it disturbance and then I'll defend you?
No, that's good.
I'm trying to get this
civil rights. Read his sign. Read his sign.
Can you let me do it?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me talk to him.
Read his sign.
I appreciate you. Okay. So you guys are out here.
Protesting against... homosexuality, okay. Which God condemns in Jesus
right.
Christ
First
in the Bible.
Right? Okay, cool.
First Amendment,
yes, sir.
Right. We always do peacefully. We okay. never initiate violence unless they hit us. If they hit us, we're going to defend us.
Right.
This woman came up, attacked
woman,
him from the
yeah,
yes. attacked him from the back, okay. ripped up his sign.
Yep.
I came over to subdue her.
Okay.
And then this
so
guy.
Let me ask you this. How is that threatening you or threatening any... Any
I have nothing to do with what you're investigating right now.
Yeah, we were not part of the inter.
You came.
Okay.
He came right over.
I came
reported.
Over.
And there's two songs.
Sorry.
I come over.
Because if not, then you guys would all.
I just video recorded it. That's it.
We video recorded because we saw two men on a woman.
And we got worried.
We were over there okay. when that whole scuffle all right. started.
All right.
We came.
I got you. So
okay.
that's
we
a whole
came
other
because
thing.
Of that.
Yes.
We came.
So this right here, you said, let's read this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not saying anything that it's threatening you. you, that it's going to beat you up, or they're going to kill you, or whatever.
Can you read it?
I know
you
exactly.
Can you read it out loud for us without one video card? Read it.
Look, you, I don't need to read
it
out loud.
Can you read it online?
Just read it right here. Look,
can you read what it says?
It's worthy of death, but it's
okay,
not a
so
death.
Okay, so it's not a threat.
LGBTQ is worthy of death, but it's not a threat.
Are you scared?
Yes, it makes me afraid.
But it's not a threat.
Yes,
okay, it makes gay people
yes,
afraid.
Yes, it made me afraid to be in my town.
It makes gay people afraid.
We came over here
after. We came here after passing
so we didn't
right
yell at them.
So
I
they are peacefully over here.
And I'm peacefully protesting. And I'm peacefully protesting.
What's that?
And I'm peacefully protesting. And I'm peacefully protesting. Did you collect all their IDs?
I am.
Did you have
you
already?
They don't
know.
No, they didn't.
I know.
Hey, Martin, enough. Okay, let's not get aggressive.
It might have. I don't know. I got it. I don't know what he got. I haven't looked at it.
All I know is I saw both of them. She was attacked. She
but
ripped
it. Didn't
outside.
Didn't and
then she was attacked.
He's not going to rip his own sign.
Right. And then he's going to. And then she started attacking Brother Will. And then they started to try to defend
us. This is going to be a miscarriage of justice. Because you say, I'm in your face. I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you too, Dr. Smith. Mr. Smith. Officer Smith, let's get name and badge number on record too.
207, yes sir.
Hold on, well, I gotta get a phone. Let's get name and badge number so we get all recorded. Can I get your name and badge number, sir?
207, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Hi, officer.
Hey, bro, I know you.
Hi, officer.
Officer Ortiz.
Yeah, already.
We wouldn't be out here.
We wouldn't
even,
be out.
They're waiting death to LGBT people.
And then we saw a woman get assaulted.
So look, they came from all the way over there. Apparently this lady stopped.
No, we weren't with her though. We didn't know her.
Correct.
We were
here
came
before
way
the lady.
Later. Yeah.
We were here before
so
the lady.
This lady stopped over here, right? She confronted them. So she got out of her vehicle, came over here, and assaulted these guys basically. Tried to take a sign. They saw it from across the street. They were not threatening them. They saw it from across the street. Came over here and tried to defend this other lady.
We just video recorded.
Who was being assaulted?
He's not going to rip up his own sign.
But now, all of a sudden, they're saying that these guys are threatening them with their sign, which
I didn't say that. You made that up.
That's literally
no, you made
said.
That up. You asked me what you could do for us. I said you could take away their sign.
You said yeah. You said how could we?
You said how could you help us?
Said,
how could you make
get
it
rid
peaceful?
Of the death
threat.
Yeah,
yes, sir. Are you going to want to prosecute criminal charges against that lady or what?
Criminal charges.
So she's saying that if we don't want to prosecute any criminal charges, she's not going to go with that. You guys stay separated. We're going from there. That way there's nothing documented. And
well, these people got to be stopped. They're crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, she came over, attacked him, ripped up the sign.
Jumped on him.
And I subdued her, and then we said, stop. But she attacked him.
Yeah.
We don't fight against anybody unless they hit us. Self-defense. We are peaceful protesters. I'm out here.
How long have you guys been out here for?
Since
about
9:45.
Hour or two.
9:45.
Once a year we come out. Every time they come out, we protest. So they don't want us to have religious liberty, but they can go and parade all they want.
And he,
I mean,
the gentleman was in his face over there.
Yeah, we're just out with our signs. He's playing loud, immoral music in my face.
All of that. Right, you know, so we get into verbal combat, we talk about what God teaches, but we never initiate violence. Never.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if we don't prosecute someone like her, this will never stop. So we should prosecute.
Okay. So I need to get a little more information on all that before I even get anything.
Yeah, I'm
going to
stand here. Okay.
Stay over there so that way I can figure this out.
I'm not doing anything.
Did she just throw your sign down? Or
she grabbed it, ripped it off, and then attacked her.
Did she punch you? Or
oh, yeah.
Tried that.
Can I get your ID?
Tried you or she missed? Because there's a difference between
when I didn't drive here.
And you hear the kid saying to Alex, he's saying, you're scaring our children. And Alex said, you're molesting children. And how are we scaring your children? And where did you get your children from if you're homos? You adopted them. They're bastards. They're evil bastard children. It has to do with predestination. It's not good. So we're scaring. Yeah, we are scaring people. That's the point of God's word, to scare people when they're committing sins like you are, that you're worthy of death and you're going to go to hell if you don't repent. Who do you think this is? You're going to sit back and say, don't worry about it. Either it's not a sin or it's just a minor thing. It's no big deal or it's neutral or worse, it's good. Scaring the children. Yeah, you ought to be scared. Now, here's another thing about this guy. When he says you're scaring the children because you said, St. Paul says, those who commit these sins are worthy of death. What kind of children do you have? That's what I'd like to ask first of all. If you have a true Christian child, and only Catholics are true Christians, but even some of your parents, if they were conservative, they would believe what I'm saying. If you raised up your kids the right way, in the fear of God, and obeying His commandments, your kids would love that verse. Your kids would grow up eating that verse for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they would say, yes, those, a little kid, I don't care, Yusuf Region, 4 years old, Anybody who commits these sins, it's an abomination to God and worthy of death. And even though I'm only 4 years old, if God gave me the strength, I'll take a sword and cut your stinking head off. That's what Catholic kids say, true Catholic kids. That's what my kids say. That's how I raise up my kids. My kids aren't afraid. And I'm going to tell you, guess what? It's not just the kids. These adults are afraid. He's afraid. They're sissies. You're a bunch of sissies. A bunch of femme sissies. When you come out, it's not just your kids. And why is it the kid? Because the parents are sissy. He teaches his kid to be. You're all a bunch of sissies. Here's what King David says in Psalm 13:5. They have not called upon the Lord. There have they trembled for fear, when there was no fear. You only fear that verse if you're on the other side of it, and you're committing sins against God. But if you're on the right side with God, you're going to praise God for that verse, because he tells you, I purify the earth, I punish sinners, I keep them separate. There's a penalty to pay. Our Catholic kids are trained up to war. As soon as they can start getting the use of reason, we start teaching our kids even before that. Son, you're born into combat. There's a war going on down here, and it's a constant war until the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get used to it. Take up your sword and fight, and be a man. Even women are to be manly. Be a man. Are you scared of my little kid?
It's a guy just like me. I wouldn't even have that act. Just be myself. Oh, Godfather, I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you? Is this how you turned out a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman? What can I do? What can I do? What is that, man? Thank you.
Unbelievable people we got. The whole West has been wimpified. Does your kid read the Bible about that one verse where King David, when he conquered these people, he had a chariot, he put iron hooks on it, and he ran over them with the iron hooks, then he took knives and peeled their skin with it, and then he threw some of them through the brick oven.
2 Kings 12, verse 31. And bringing forth the people thereof, he, King David, saw them and drove over them with chariots armed with iron, and divided them with knives, and made them pass through brick kilns. So did he to all the cities of the children of Ammon.
King David did that. King David did that. Jesus said, as those from my enemies will not have him rule over me, bring him hither and kill me. Read the book of the Apocalypse, what God does to people always, with plagues. God's behind all this stuff happening in the world, when you get people being destroyed by plagues and famines. We're living in a wimp shit world. It's not just the kids. It's the parents that are afraid too. So, the cops are sympathetic to us, which was a good thing, because they saw what was happening. And I said to the cop, look, I said, and we got the witnesses that were telling what happened. I said, he's not going to rip up his own side. And then one of the cops tried to come over and say, well, could you soften up the sign a little bit? And I said, look, this is St. Paul saying this. You can't soften up sin. It's sin. It's an abomination to God. There's no nice way to talk about it. If you water it down, then we're committing sins of omission, then we're lying. It's sin. It's a bad sin. It sends you to hell. And then he listened. I said, it's St. Paul saying that. And he goes, I know about that. I said, well, that's St. Paul. He's a disciple of Jesus. He listened. And the other Mexican cop, we were talking to both of them. I said, look, these people over here, they're the Antifa people that attack you guys. They throw stuff at you. They attack you. We respect the police officers. We don't initiate any violence. And before I left, I even said, I thank you for your service to both of them. And the Mexican guy came back. He was so thankful. He said, look, and he gave me good advice. He said, the next time this happens, they get what they call a 7-11 number, but it's 894-71111. He says, next time this happens, call us ahead of time, because I didn't know this, but when that guy was harassing Alex and I, and he was right behind us, they could come and they can arrest it, or like, if the guy, they can move the guy out and charge him for harassment. I didn't know that. And it's good, because there got to be a law from people getting within your space and just shouting at you, not leaving. And there is. So he said, if you call us, we could come out. We'll get the guy out of there so he's not bothering you. I was going to try to do it. So the Mexican guy telling us, next time, just call us, we'll come out, and if he's harassing you, we'll separate him from you. Because the big thing was, we had to listen to his big fat mouth. And he's waving the flag like, and just so he wanted to do his promotion. So So it went good with the cops, thank God. And it, I mean, you can see with the, they deal with these people. They know how it is, right? So now the, I'm gonna think what happened now. The, so what happened? He said, well, no, freedom of speech, which he's telling them. They got freedom of speech. So, but think about what's going on here. We got banned from the newspaper by this liberal feminist Frances Luna. She's now a faggot supporter. We got banned by her. And now they're trying to ban us more. We go about another thing by ripping up our sides. You see what's going on, people? They don't want you to even talk about it. And by the way, in Europe, if we did what we did, we go to jail in Europe. If you just go on multimedia and condemn a homo, you go to jail and knock at your door and put you in jail. That's where we're going, though. We're going there. Now they're trying to shut me up in the triangle, and we're peaceful protesters. We don't bother nobody. I told the officer, when they come up and they yell, if they talk to us nicely, we talk nicely. If you're going to yell, we're going to yell back, but we're going to debate, yelling back and forth. If you attack me, then the only time I'm going to do violence is in self-defense. Other than that, I never initiate attacks. We told the officer that. So the thing was, then they were talking to these two people. They said, look, keep your distance. Don't get up in their face. So he didn't. So after the cops left, they stayed down on the corner with their flag waving it. We were up here, and they weren't bothering us anymore. Okay. So people are seeing our sign. They're looking at their thing. And the kid wasn't bothering us anymore. But here's the thing that... And these videos that I show you, too, you'll see that the people we're talking about. But the saddest part was we had a couple nominal Catholics come up and attacking us. Nominal Catholics were supporting the homos. We had one woman in a car. She comes by, and they're, well, this is what you're teaching is wrong. She goes, I went to a Catholic university, and your teaching is bad. God doesn't support. I said, yeah, God does kill people, and God's chosen people kill people. What kind of Bible are you reading? She says, I went to a Catholic university. I says, yeah, I went to the Catholic university, and it wasn't Catholic. I hate to warn you, it wasn't Catholic. So we got this so-called Catholic attacking us. Wasn't she the one that
she
came?
She was the one, him and her were they were the one, they came in the car.
And they're the ones with the flag. Yeah, I didn't even know that. And the one that attacked Will, by the way, she first passed by Will, gave him a hard time, and then came back a half hour later and attacked him. Took some methamphetamine or something, or some maniac drugs. She was screaming like a banshee. Whoa! Ripped the crucifix off in a miraculous medal. Did not that the devil? So, then Alex and I had a nominal Catholic guy, and he's coming up, and he said, what are you doing? What you're doing here? This is bad. And what did he say? He was attacking him. What did he say? I forget what he said, but I asked him, do you remember what he started out with? He was filming us. So we got people on films, right? So I said, he was supporting the homo. He was attacking us.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
With the family?
There's two of them. That was Alex.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We were there, and I said, was it you or was it Alex?
I think it was Will.
Yeah, so you were with me, and then get the F out of here.
Yeah, didn't we have a guy say that when I was with you? Or was that when I was with you?
No, it was with me.
Oh, it was with you.
It was him. Yeah. And we get the F out, get the...
Oh, so the only guy we had was that crazy guy, with you and me. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's the same guy.
Right.
Okay.
Then remember he said, get that, but you get out of here, So then he turned around and he came over.
So this was with Brother Will instead of Alex. And what happened, I got a little film of it, but the guy filmed it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to see all of it. But what happened was, first we're quoting, he's yelling at us, and I said, are you a homo? No, I'm not a homo. I got a wife and some kids. You got a wife and kids. And this is, you don't get this in the tape. He didn't put this on there. I said, you want your kid to be a homo? No. I said, why are you supporting homos? He goes, I'm a Catholic. You're a Catholic? And you're supporting homos. Are you crazy? He says, God doesn't kill anybody. He was real angry at the Romans. 132 posted, a brother Will's holding. God, you'll see, we'll play the clip. God doesn't kill it. No, that's not guys. It is God. And I'm going, Romans 132. Do you have a Bible we're telling him? Go home and open up your Bible.
This is from a clip that he took himself, and he only posted a little bit of it, but you'll get some of what he was talking about here. And so here's the clip. He posted this on his website or whatever, and some other people saw it and then contacted us. So he's giving us some advertisement, whether he knows it or not. Here's the clip.
People and their own choice. But I like people. I support people and their own choice. Yeah, I believe in God. I'm a Catholic.
Well, I'm a Catholic.
Yes, I am. So I go to Catholic church.
Right here. So was that, and so was that.
What does God teach?
But would Jesus want you saying that you're worthy of death? Everybody's worthy of death.
Romans 1:32.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. You think that's what Jesus wants? Supporters are worthy of death. Ridiculous.
You have a Bible.
I don't want that. I don't want that. You probably a pedophile.
No.
Retards. Yeah, I have a Bible.
Okay.
Yeah, and that nominal Catholic guy, when we were talking to him, right, we say about, like, did you want your kid to be a homo? Or don't you condemn homos? And here's his answer. So he goes, he says, I like all people. That's what he said. I said, you support homos? And he says, I like all people. Yeah, except us. Yeah. Like all people. First of all, you gotta love all people while they're alive, but you don't got to like them. Obstinate sinners, you abhor them. Okay, so he likes all people. He likes murderers, pedophilia. Do you like pedophiles? Maybe they'll come around and rape your kid. You like rape artists? Maybe your neighbor will rape your wife. I mean, I like all people. What a goofy stand. It's embarrassing. The guy even calls himself a Catholic. Yeah. We get a lot of heat from them. Yeah. Now, my hope is, because that's how you convert people, by the way, what we did. If that can just get this guy, now he won't take a card. We'll try to give him a card. He won't want to take it. And he's supposed to be a Catholic. And my point was, if that can get him to go home and open his Bible and read Romans chapter 1, the whole chapter, especially 1:32, I'm quoting St. Paul, disciple of God. I can quote Jesus Christ about, in the, what's the verse where he says, anybody who would not have me rule over them, bring him hither and kill him before me.
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. But as for those my enemies who would not have me reign over them, bring them hither and kill them before me. That's Jesus Christ speaking.
Not only does God kill people, he has his chosen people kill people. Come on, that's an ABC for anybody who reads the Bible.
St. Paul teaches in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 28 to 29, a man making void the law of Moses dieth without any mercy under two or three witnesses. How much more do you think he deserves worse punishments who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God? So he's not talking about not just kill him, but torture and kill him. Worse punishments. Not just killing, but torture them and kill them. This is what St. Paul's teaching.
But it shows these guys, they don't read the Bible. Nominal Catholics don't read the Bible. Forget him. The Prots read the Bible. And the Prots don't like us. They're cowards. They read the Bible. They know what we're seeing is true. But they're afraid. They're afraid. They're going to get in trouble. They're going to lose their jobs. Because the whole system supports these homos. Like one of our brothers said, these homos are protected by the government. They're protected by the police. It's not the police's fault if they're given jobs, what they got to do. But still, if you're a really true Christian, or even have Christian values, or even a Muslim who doesn't like homos, and you're a cop, you can't support. You got to say, I'm not going to do it. I'll quit the job if you make me have to go against people that are preaching God's word and support. I'm not going to do it. But my point is, and in Europe, a lot of your cops are a bunch of lefty liberals supporting these people. And they're sort of little, they get out in your face and they're arrogant. Because they got them protecting them. It's funny, too, because that one skinny fat guy, I heard him, he's saying, it's good you're not in a big city. In a big city, we'd have a lot of people out there against you. This is a small town. He says, oh, you would. I'm sure you would. I said, would you kill us? You going to kill us? No, we're not going to kill you, but we're going to take your signs away. Oh, what happened to freedom of speech? You're not going to kill us, but you're going to take our signs away. You see what's going on? And these are the people that they burn downtowns, they attack police officers, they burn stuff. These are the kind of people. I like to kill the bastards, is what I'm telling you right now. I don't control, but when our time comes, God's going to ordain, it's going to happen. They're going to get their day. Then they're going to find out, yeah, God does kill people. And even when you die, you die. It's God ordaining that you die. But my point is, these people are so bad, when you come out in public like they do in any nation or any government that allows that, you're going down. You're going down to Sodom and Gomorrah. Just read what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't be messing with me anymore about the Bible scriptures. And anybody who comes on and even says, I believe in you, Richard, but. What's the but? I believe you're right, Richard, but. But what? It's not prudent. Be more nice. Be more loving. What's loving about what they're doing? If they hate God and they hate his commandments, the loving thing you can do for them is to rebuke them, condemn them, rattle them. That's what I'd like to have done to her face. I would have put her nose right through her brain if it was a Catholic country. But it isn't. I control myself. But there's a point, a time's going to come when God's going to be with us, and he's with us now. I don't say he's not with us, but I mean, he's going to kill people, we're going to prophesize it. And we may even have to kill people ourselves. I tell God, can I kill a few of myself? You know? I would like to kill a few myself if God gave me the permission and the allowance to do it. But I honor the rules of this. Unless you start fighting back with these people, like one of our brothers said, it's never going to stop. They know they're protected by the government. They know they're protected by the law officers. And we're not. And they know it. How else can you do stuff like they do? By burning down stuff, throwing shit at cops, yelling in their face, and they know nothing's going to happen. You know what should happen even in this country, any country? This has nothing to do with Christianity, but it's natural law. When you start attacking cops like that, if I was a cop, I'd shoot a couple of your asses, and you watch if that happens anymore. You may have to kill a couple of these protesters when they do that, but watch. That's over, man. Ain't going to happen no more. You put your hands on a cop like that, you throw stuff at them, you disrespect them, and you let them get away with it? This is what we're living in. And they know they can get away with it. If God doesn't protect us, we'd be dead by now anyway. And when we go out and do, if there's 1,000 people coming at us, if God wants us to die as martyrs, fine. It's a win-win for us. If we're out in a big city protesting, we got like 1,000 people coming at us and throwing stuff at us, and God wants us to die, we die. Or if he wants us to get a good beating, we get a good beating, like St. Paul got a lot of good beatings. Or if God wants to open up the earth and send the bastards down to hell, he's going to do that too, with a lightning bolt. And that most likely, that stuff is going to happen. Because if God doesn't protect us, we're not going to be able to get out there and preach the word. And it's in the Bible that God is going to protect us. Read Apocalypse chapter 11. I'm one of the witnesses mentioned in that book of the Apocalypse. You don't believe it? That's your problem. I'm not even, you're going to see what's going to happen. All right? I told you, do the Gamaliel thing. Say, well, just in case Richard's right, you better be careful. But first of all, I don't want you really to even believe in me or follow me because of that. It's because of what I'm teaching. The faith, that's the most important thing. Even if I wasn't one of the witnesses, or I'm not going to be the next pope. That's not the biggest. The biggest issue is if what I'm teaching is true. Am I teaching it? It's anybody. Look, I'm not the only one that's getting persecuted for teaching like this. Even prophets that are speaking out boldly are getting persecuted. People in Europe are being arrested for stuff like this. They can just post on the multimedia that. I'll tell you, it's really crazy. I got this. Lions Defending Freedom is a really good organization. They do a lot of good work. And I forget the country it was in. I don't want to mention the wrong country. But the one woman wrote that marriage is between a man and a woman. And no matter what you do, a man's a man's, a woman's a woman. She got arrested. Now, I'll give you a few examples from this Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, there's only very few organizations I support. And that's one of them. These guys are really good. I recommend everybody, even your nominal Christians, conservative-minded people, support this ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's the picture of their a publication they put out, and you can go over to their website, you can give them donations. I support them. I support Judicial Watch also. There's only a few things I support. This organization is very good, and they're Protestants, and they're doing bulwark, good work here. You've got the nominal Catholics not doing nothing. You've got the Catholic League with, we call him Archie Bunker, the guy. I don't know, what's his name actually?
Phil Donahue.
I call him Archie Bunker. Phil Donahue. The guy doesn't do nothing. He's a bum. He doesn't influence anything. This group, they're really doing something and trying to stand up for Christian principles, even though they're not true Christians, but they're better than nominal Catholics. They do a really good job on this. You got to read the stuff that goes on. And some of you guys might not know how bad it is, even in the United States, but over the world. This is just this month's edition. Every time I get it, it's something horrible. But I'm just going to read this one example in this month's edition she sent out. And this is going on in Texas. Andrew Fox, an ordained minister, helped start Austin's fire chaplaincy program and served as the city's lead chaplain for 8 years. After writing on his blog that men and women are biologically different and that men should not compete in women's sports, city officials demanded him to apologize and then fired him. That's in Texas. Now, this ADF stands up for these groups, and they win a lot of cases. They bring them to the Supreme Court. They're doing a lot of good work. Now, this is what was going on in Finland. And this was in the same publication. March 26, 2026 will go down in history as a dark day for free speech. Finland's Supreme Court convicted Paavi Räsänen, a grandmother, medical doctor, and sitting member of parliament. Here's a picture of her. Of a hate crime. Classified under the Finnish Criminal Code as a war crime and crime against humanity. Her offense. A booklet she wrote more than 20 years ago for her church and at the request of her bishop expressing her Christian views on sexual morality. Romans 1:32. It reached back 22 years, applying a law that did not even exist when Rasanen wrote the booklet. The court then ordered the booklet removed from public access and destroyed. The state's message could not be clearer. We will rewrite the rules, apply them retroactively, and erase the evidence of your beliefs. This is the kind of story Americans read with a mix of horror and false comfort. Horror at the injustice, not a lot of them like this though, false comfort in the assumption that it can never happen here in the U.S. Look what happened to us, right? It can't. It is happening even. And the mechanism is already built. Here's what Americans need to understand. Rasanen's conviction is not just a finished scandal. It is a live, round-loaded, it is loaded into a global censorship weapon called European Human Union Digital Service Act. Under the DSA, illegal content is defined as any speech that violates the law of the EU or any of its member states. As of March 26, a Christian booklet expressing the biblical view of marriage is a criminal offense in Finland. Man being a woman only. That means this viewpoint is now illegal content under DSA. And every major American platform from X to YouTube to Instagram can be pressured to remove it or face billions in fines. The platforms the DSA targets are the modern public squares. They are where Americans debate politics, share their faith, and hold the powerful accountable. Under the DSA, even if an American posts from his backyard in Ohio, this speech can be subject to EU censorship standards too. In practice, EU enforcement authorities have indicated that it is irrelevant who is speaking or where the speech occurs. If a complaint is filed with the EU, platforms can be pressured to remove the content, placing American speech directly under DSA crosshairs. We're already being censored anyway in the U.S. on a lot of things. They go over many different cases about YouTube bans people a lot. X used to ban it, Twitter used to ban a lot of people. Since Elon Musk took it over, it's good. Comparatively speaking, we're allowed to do quite a few things. But they're trying to get to that. They're trying to get to Instagram. This is all down the road. But there's examples in the USA where things are phenomenal. The guy that didn't want to do the bakery guy that bakes cakes, they handled this case and he won. They took it to the Supreme Court. ADF supported this guy. Two homos went in there and said they want them to make a homo thing on the cake. Two men mugging it up with another. And he says, look, I'll make any cake you want, but I'm not going to do that. It goes against my religious belief. They took this guy to court. He had to go to court several times. Even when they was victory, brought him back to court again. This guy went through hell because of these homos in the United States. And the courts, lower courts, were against him. Fined him. He had to go out of business for a while. The guy went through hell. And ADF defended him. This is going on in the United States. What did they try to do to us? The Buffalo Bitch tried to rip our sides. The one guy, as you heard in the clip I'm going to play, he says, if you're in a big town, you won't get away with this stuff. And I said, what are you going to do if I was in a big town? Blow up, you're going to kill me? No, we won't kill you, but we're going to take away your protest signs. So they're going to take our signs that they declare the word of God, and they're going to put up their dogma, pride, homosexual signs, and they're going to say, this is what you need to believe. You cannot put up God's word in public anymore. You see what's going on? We're in the days of the Antichrist. He's always alive. He's already alive. He's ready to come to full power. Take your side now. Most of your people who are caving in already took to 666. Spiritually, you did. And when he comes to power, you're going to bow down and kiss his ass. You better start waking up, people, about what's going on here. So on the ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, I just tell you people again, support them. They're really one of the only that I know of that's doing any good work. Forget the nominal Catholic Church. They don't do nothing. And the power they have to do stuff, nothing. These people take on these cases. They have a whole legal school, I think, Blackstone, I think they call it, set up where they train they're not true Christians, but they're a lot better than the nominal Catholics. They're doing a lot of better work. They are. And I thank them for that. And they definitely go out and they defend these people all over the world, by the way. This is going on in Europe. You know, the protocols, as Zion said, we're going to get Europe first. And we're going to have America. They own us too. But we're going to allow all the loudmouths to speak in one last area, United States, and then we're going to shut them down and then everything's going to happen. So anybody in Europe that doesn't like what's going on, they can go to the United States and speak a little more. Even David Irving knew that. He was able to come over here and deny the Holocaust and not get arrested. But in Europe, he would get arrested. But sooner or later, once they shut us down, then there's nothing left. And their plan is to, when this harlot gets destroyed, I'm gonna be glad anyway. Because from the beginning of the creation of this United States, the plan was to get where we are today. Not everybody sees it, but the Freemasons and the apostate Jews have controlled this country from day one, 1776. Their plan was always to do what you see today. This is their utopia, by the way. And here's another thing, talking about killing, right? They were so angry about the killing thing. They think this is utopia. They think they're like immortal. And they're not going to die. It's really weird. They're afraid of, what, people don't kill people? God doesn't kill people? Ought to be in utopia. Are we in like the earthly paradise? That's what they pretend. They don't want you to see not even animals, nothing being killed. They shield themselves from that kind of stuff. I say, when God starts striking their ass and Antichrist even starts killing a lot of them, you watch. Most of them are going to die from a heart attack because they're so wimpy. But they're pretty bold when it comes to attacking us. Don't kid yourself. Whoa, their love, love, love mantra stops when it comes to us. And what do they love? They love Satan. They love sin. And they hate God. And they hate his commandments. 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments. He who abideth my words loveth me. He who does not keep my commandments does not love me. So choose who you want to love. That's the love they speak about. It's a perverse love. It's a perverted love. It's a selfish love. It's a dishonest love. It's a filthy love. Oh, no doubt they think it's a good love, but not according to God's word. And look at your life. Look at the way you people look. You're so freaky. You're so weird. I told the brothers, I think the worst penance you can ever do to me is put me in the middle of 100 of these LGBT liberal faggots in a room, and when they're having one of their parties, and I'm stuck in the middle of it. I said, two things are going to happen. I'm going to die, or I'm going to kill everyone in that room. They're the worst, the filthy. This music this kid was playing, straight out of hell, you're going to be a total satanic bastard, total hatred of God, but you're always talking about love. But what is their love? It's satanic. They love Satan. They do. They love Satan. And they love sin. So you want to, once the society starts to accept this stuff, it's all over. My point is, I'm glad this attack happened on Brother Will with this Bull Dyke Buffalo bitch. I'm glad it happened. Because this is going to, and we're going to get more support even now. The big love, you know, they're one step away from wanting to shoot you or kill you. But if it was a Catholic country, I would do that to them. But it's not, so I'm not doing that to you, but you're doing that to us. My point is, see, they're trying to shut us down, and we are not going to shut down unless they kill us. Then kill us. Or throw us in jail. If God wills, then we go to jail. Maybe that happens. If that happens, we're going to go out there, and that's what needs to happen to break the spell that these people are under. And I think, because of this attack, we're going to get a lot of good stuff out of it. And here's another thing. Because when the cops are coming up, they're saying, you want a prosecutor. And I said, we got a prosecutor, because first of all, to deter, this has got to stop. We can't let these people keep doing this. They got to know there's a penalty to pay for what you're doing. I want a prosecutor to the fullest extent to deter it, and to first to punish, and more important to punish even is to deter, to stop these people. And he said, okay. He said, whatever you want to do. I said, we're going to prosecute. And he took on our names. He got the witnesses. And like you said, independent. It's not just us. There was these other, the male lady and the other lady in the building over there. And she came, goes, she goes, I seen it. She came at him like a maniac and attacked him, broke up his sign. And so we got, it's a slam dunk on a court case if it goes to court. My point is, and he took all our names. And he says, are you guys willing to test? Yeah, we're willing to test them. I want it to go to court, by the way. I would love it to go to court. What a great opportunity this would be for us to witness. From her perspective, she'd be stupid. She should plead. Of course, she's going to have to go before the preliminary, and you plead guilty or not guilty. She should plead guilty. She's got no case. Anybody who could, the cops seen it, the sign was ripped up, he didn't rip up his sign, you came onto his space, you started it. And so she's got no case. From her perspective, she should just plead guilty. Maybe they'll give her a lesser. I don't care. But I really want to hope she doesn't, because I want it to go to court. And boy, we're going to get a chance to testify in court about what we believe in. I got a good testimony to the police officers. And now we can do it in court. And then we'll get these freaks will be in court too. The Buffalo bitch, she's going to be in there too. We can testify to all of them. Fat Buffalo bitch as she is, and you know, those two skinny people, they can still be saved, so we pray for them. I told him before we left, even, we'll pray for you. But what happened after that, when after the big conflict, cops and all the reports, they stayed away from us and they were protesting and we were over here. But then it's weird, because then he wanted to move up to this, and he didn't want to get in front of us, I guess. But we were getting ready to leave anyway, because it was almost 12 o'clock. And he brought a kid with them. They got some kid, and a couple more people with them. And he went, "Oh, you don't mind? Are we?" And he's walking away. He's not coming near us. So he goes, "Do you mind if we walk into the shade of Silver Honey?" He said, "Watch out, we got kids with us." He said, "We have a kid with us." He's telling me, "We got a kid with you." What do I give a shit? You got a kid with you? A faggot, little faggot kid, right? Man, did you ever think we're gonna have the day where you're gonna have two guys and two women get married and have kids in the house? You stupid shits that support this. You're so afraid to speak up. You can't offer me enough money, even before I converted, when I was living like a pagan. You can offer me enough money or enough power or enough anything to accept that. You see, that's my point. If you're willing to cave in and give in on your convictions and not teach the truth, you're not worthy of the gospel. You're never going to be saved. You're a coward. So I said, "We're leaving anyway. We'll pray for you." And then it was our time to leave anyway. But so this, and by prosecuting, and I mean to the full extent of the law, whatever that is, probably nothing much is going to happen, but she's going to have a record. And maybe she has one anyway, the way she is. Who knows? She's probably in a Bull Dyke lesbian. You know, they beat up their girlfriends, too. You know, the Bull Dyke woman, the submissive one, they beat the hell out of them. Anyway. Oh, what a world these people live in. So that was our protest for this year, and we're going to be out there again next year. And so, like I told the cops, and they know it, and I said, we go out there and protest several different things, but we never initiate violence. Never. They're coming up to us. We're not going up to them. So also, you know, we have a couple of brothers wearing their sidearms. You know, if Sal was there, he'd be wearing his, but he had to get his car fixed in town. But Alex is wearing his sidearm, his pistol right here. And cops didn't. The guy was trying to say he was reaching for his gun. He was going to shoot me. So he's trying to pull that shit. Now, he was filming stuff, that kid. So who knows what he was filming. If it was a Catholic country, you would have been shot already. You would be shot. It would be war. And they would know it. See, if it was a Catholic country, they would know the law. The law is any public displays of homosexuality in the public is instant death, or at least, like, if we can convict you on the spot. If not, we get a couple witnesses. As soon as you're convicted, we kill you within 1 week. And we stop it. But this is just shows you. Wait till we do the thing on the Jews. I mean, we did it already here. But we want to go right where, right next to the ADL. What is it called? ADL? ADL. Yeah. So, if you're not willing to speak up for the truth and take a beating for God, that's when you're doing the good work. See, when it reaches that point of violence, and when you're really strong about God, that's what converts people. It really does. Because they know this is serious. This is a life and death thing. These guys are willing to die for it. That one guy that we were talking about, the Romans 132, he may, and this is how people convert. Angry as he was at us, he may go home and open up his Bible for the first time, that he would get the dust off of it if he even has one, or buy one, or borrow one, or go to the library and read one, or have somebody read it to you, or go on your internet and read it. Bibles are all over the place. You can go to the internet and go, Romans 132, and you get the Bible Hub, and you get it all in. And then you read it. So your argument is not just with us. It's with St. Paul, with Jesus Christ, God Almighty. That's who your argument's with. You're messing with God. Let that be, and when you're messing with us, we're the only ones that are worshiping the true God in the whole world, us few true Catholics. I'm going to warn you again, 1 Thessalonians, what's the verse from it? It's a just thing for God to repay tribulation to them that trouble you. That was a memorization verse today. And God's going to do even worse.